interesting and abstract concept, the Rav Amital. The famous Machlokas Rashi, Ramban, whether the version of Har Sinai in the end of Mishpatim occurred before Matan Torah, or it's the tail end of Matan Torah. Rashi believes it's before Matan Torah, Ein Moktim Mechor Batara. Ramban, by and large, believes that it's the literary sequence reflects the chronology, and whatever happened in the end of Mishpatim occurred post Matan Torah. So there's a lot of conversation about how that impacts what the Sefer HaBris was, what were they reading. Is before Matan Torah there's less to read, is after Matan Torah there's more to read. But if Amital noted the following issue, wait a second, this slogan that's so famous for Har Sinai, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma, appears in Mishpatim, not in Yisro. Yisro called Diber Hashem Naaseh. But this Naaseh V'Nishma that the Gemara celebrates, and the two Kitarim, and the famous story with Rav and the Tzduki, this is like the epicenter of Har Sinai, and it occurs in the end of Mishpatim, which are going to the Rambanis post Har Sinai. So what were they really saying? This whole understanding of Chazal, that there was so much emunah, they were being mocked in Natsal and Nishma, that makes sense if it's before our Sinai, before we even listen to the mitzvahs, we're willing to accept your authority, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Amital developed a very, very interesting concept. He says that the Torah develops a system of how to build a better society, laws, government, and every culture has a system for laws, government, justice, ethics. So what's really the difference? So Rav Amital quoted the pasuk of Mishpatei Hashem Tzedek, Tzedeku Yachdav. What's the pasuk? I'm going to have a mental block. Tzedeku Yachdav. Tzedeku Yachdav. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. We say it on Shabbos. But it's a pasuk. I wrote it down. Mishpatei Hashem Emes Tzedeku Yachdav. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? Tzedeku Yachdav. It says that normally when systems are built for law in a generally a reactive sense. There's a problem in society, and we have to solve that problem, so we'll institute a law. And even if it's in a proactive manner, human beings, I'm using my own words, think in bifurcated or cellularized terms. How do we solve this issue? So even if we sat there and could envision all the issues that any society would face, we're dealing with them issue by issue. We're creating laws to protect and to preserve certain issues, and hopefully the laws will cohere. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire system is integrated. No matter what halacha you're learning, it was developed by Hashem. It's Hashem's Ratzon. Hashem's Ratzon is non-divisible. He's not a human being. Hashem's Ratzon is all-encompassing. So the difference between the system of halacha and other parallel systems is not just which is better, which is more effective, but how they're built. And also, is it one integrated system, or it's an amalgam, an assembly of different issues? And when you have an amalgam of different takanos, you're apt to have clashes. So, for example, freedom of speech, which was in reaction to the lack of freedom of speech, is a response to empower people, but it's going to create racism, hatred, verbal violence. The right to bear arms, which was necessary, and for some people still necessary, creates possible dangers for people in their lives. Energy loss to try to transport energy is going to create problems with the ecology, which is natural because human beings are dealing with, even if they're dealing with a range of issues, they're dealing with them as separate issues. And you're not always going to find that sweet spot in which they can be resolved. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu's system is completely and totally integrated. So whatever halacha you're learning about Hilchos Shomrim draws its logic from Hilchos Shtaros, from Hilchos Mazik, from Hilchos Shchenim, from Hilchos Kiddushin, from Hilchos Gittin, because Hashem's Ratzon is Echad, is indivisible. And that's the difference between, one of the differences between our system of Mishpatim and our society. It's not just true about the networked logic of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's laws, but also about our existence, our personal character. Rav Amital quoted should we be full of mercy or should we be full of militancy and aggressiveness? So on the one hand, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be merciful. On the other hand, there are certain times Hashem wants us to go to war and to. So life is paradoxical. And some of the cultures throughout history failed precisely because they chose one ethos and they took that ethos as complete truth. I always say that the greatest mistake is not forgery, this is my own line, but in taking partial truths and presenting them as complete truths. And throughout history, Rav Amital said there will be societies, cultures, and religions that take one aspect, live that aspect exclusively rather than as a group of values that interact with one another. He quoted the Khuzari a little bit about Christianity, that at some point the Chaver is speaking to the king of the Khuzars, and he says, look at Christians, they took as their slogan, turn the other cheek. If someone takes your clothing, give them a bit of your clothing. Be kind, be compassionate. And look how many years they were victimized of that, because Christianity in its early years were victimized and persecuted. And then when they rose to power, the victims became the victimizers, and the victims became the aggressors. So there's a fatal flaw, which is inherent within any human-based system, that always will be partial. It'll be partial for two reasons. A, because it's generally reactive. How can we solve this particular issue? Even when it's proactive, even if, let's say, you're sitting in the Constitutional Congress in 1778 and you're thinking about how do we build a society, you're thinking about segments, and because we're human beings. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu's will is Mishpatei Hashem Emes Sadku Yachdav. Rav Elital felt that's a new interpretation of Nasa V'Nishma. At this point, after Mishpatim, they already had many, many, many mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu taught them as Aseres HaDibros, Mishpatim, Nasa. V'Nishma means we hope to better understand these mitzvahs, the more mitzvahs that you'll give us. Nishma doesn't mean we'll obey or we'll learn. Nishma means let's hear more of the system, and when we hear more of the system, we'll better understand even the previous mitzvahs you delivered, because whatever we're about to experience is going to deepen our understanding. And I've told you, I mean, the boys that are in my shir, we stress this a lot, is any statement you ever make in Shas sends ripple effects throughout all of Shas, because it's all integrated logic. So sometimes it's easier for us to sense that ripple effects because we see the connections more directly. At an abstract level, conceivably, if you knew Shas well enough, any time you'd make any statement of Shas, you'd be affecting the rest of Shas, because the logic would be so connected in Hashem's will. And in theory, I mean, this is, I think, to be tautologically true, in theory, if you knew Shas well enough, you could articulate one statement that would cover all the logic of Shas. You'd call that the theory of everything. Because by definition, Hashem doesn't have Meseches Bav Metzia, Meseches Bav Abasa, Meseches Kiddush, and this tells us Hashem's Ratzon doesn't divide into the binary units that our Ratzon divides. And the learning of Lamedus is trying to think more abstractly and more abstractly and more abstractly and more abstractly, so you're able to see the network logic, which I think a lot of you are seeing in ways that some of you didn't see beforehand. Because when you're in high school, you know the time and resources are just this halacha, this halacha, this halacha, rather than saying what is Kiddushin, what is Chalos, what is Davar Shel Vayolam, and when you start to see larger models. So this is a very resonant Rav Amital for me. You can read it here, obviously, and call it your Dav. It's a much more out of the box. It's not like your normal, you know, Dvar Musa on the Parsha. Okay?